Funding for Think comes from SMU's Continuing and Professional Education, who can help you get ahead in today's tough economy. Hundreds of courses begin weekly this fall. Online at smu.edu/CAPE.
At our school, you know, there's lots of casual hookups, which mean, you know, either A or B. A, you'll get really drunk and meet some guy at a party, and, you know, who knows how far you'll go with them, and then that's the end of it. Or there's also, you know, if you have a thing with someone, you know, casually, you know, make out with them or do whatnot with them. You know, there's not a lot of couples at our school, you know, who continually date. I mean, there's lots of, you know, fight, break up, you know, get back together sort of things. But there's very, very few, you know, solid, serious, healthy, happy ones. For a while, you know, everyone would be asking me, oh, how far have you and Dylan gone? You know, we spread things out, you know, with physical things. We didn't, you know, rush into everything, you know, in like the first week, because then it would burn out, and then where would we be, you know? So there was definitely lots of pressure from my friends, you know, oh, you've only gone that far. You guys have been dating for so long. I mean, what are you supposed to say to that? Yeah, I guess. But Dylan's never pressured me into anything, ever. You know, he's very different. I don't know how I got to have him as my boyfriend. I'm lucky, I guess.
That was Kelly, one of the subjects of Sujatha Dan's new film, Boyfriends, which debuts tonight at 9 on KERA 13 television. You can join this conversation by calling 1-800-933-5372 or sending email to think@kera.org. It's so interesting. You listen to a girl like Kelly who sort of has it all together. And the pressure in her case comes not, this is what would shock me as a parent, not from her boyfriend, but from her girlfriends.
Yeah, and it was actually a trend we saw in many different socioeconomic levels, but the concept of having a long-term relationship, period, was not as common as it was, I feel like, even, you know, 15 years ago or so. I mean, it was definitely about dating, meeting as many boys as you could see, and then, and so she talked a lot about there just weren't a lot of, you know, quality, healthy relationships. I mean, there was a lot of like short-term, two-week, three-week kind of things where you fight, break up, and get back together. So, yes, I definitely think there was a lot of peer pressure and discussion that, and maybe to validate something that if I had sex as, you know, at 15 and then wanted to make sure that like I wasn't so weird, and so I would then pass it on to my friend and kind of pressure her to do it too, you know, so then I'm not alone. And so, but yeah, we definitely talked to a lot of teenagers that were kind of missing out on the kind of longer relationship, and hence the other parts outside of just kind of the physical intimacy.
So you followed these girls around for the better part of a year,
yeah.
Is that right? Where, as a filmmaker, do you get the money to do this?
It was actually, you know, when we decided this is the kind of project we wanted to do, you know, we wrote it all down, and we have an incredible fundraising team here at KERA, and we went out and we approached different foundations, and it's funny, it sounds so, you know, great, but it also doesn't necessarily sound very doable. I mean, how are you going to get teens and parents to talk about something like this? And so we actually had a couple of organizations say, we like it, but we want to see it finished before we'll give you any money. And so we really, really were happy when the Harold Simmons Foundation came through for us and just honestly took a chance with us. I mean, they were very supportive of the project and saw a need in the community. I think Dallas has one of the highest teen pregnancy rates in the country, and really thought that this was something that could advance the discussion on expectations and relationships. And so, yeah, they gave us $100,000 in which we worked to create the documentary with, and as well as create outreach materials for parents and caregivers, as well as counselors, and of course, KERA internally contributed, as well as member support, obviously, that helps all of our projects along.
1-800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Let's go next to Lynn in Plano. Hello, Lynn.
Yes. Good afternoon. I was calling with just a comment in regards to this past weekend. I chaperoned a high school homecoming dance.
God bless you.
And I'm still very upset about it. As a woman, and as a parent, what was on full display there, the overt sexuality. And as chaperones, even though most of us were parents or teachers, we felt powerless to even do anything about it. Even the principal, who is a woman, just basically had to walk around with her arms folded. And as in the words of the coach, he basically said, there are more of them than there are of us, conceding that the boys really don't respect the girls and it's just a, you know, it's a good time there on the dance floor. And as I thought about what I might say as a volunteer, I wondered what would have been the difference had there been a contingent of men there, interested men, and if nothing else, protecting by their very presence the honors of their daughters, and to keep the men, the young men, in line so they wouldn't even attempt to do this sort of thing. It was horrible. I've never even thought about that sort of thing going on in a dance, a high school dance. Hmm. And this is especially bothersome in light of the news that broke yesterday and this morning about a 15-year-old girl in California being gang raped by over 10 people while many, many other people stood by and watched at a homecoming dance just this past Saturday. I don't know what the solution is, but I just think we've lost our way. And I would like to just, I'm going to watch tonight, and I've called a couple people who have young daughters, me included, and sons, so that we will watch and listen to this program. But it's just extremely upsetting as a person to witness this sort of thing.
Yeah, thanks so much for your call, Lynn.
I definitely think, you know, this is a program that I would hope that parents of girls and boys watch, because I think there are expectations on both sides in a relationship. And for instance, for Aisha, when she finds out that her boyfriend is cheating on her, she doesn't necessarily think, and I spoke with many girls who felt this way, that was wrong, that is not okay in a relationship, and that is something you should walk away from.
So she didn't know she had a right to expect more.
Exactly. And I think, again, that reflects on the way she looks at herself, you know. And so and she knows, I think, watching the film, I think many girls would say, oh, I would never let that happen to me. And maybe that's a great discussion point. And maybe you realize seeing this that, you know, you deserve better, that if this is something that is going on with you, that you can that you can kind of see it through somebody else's eyes and realize, oh, wait a second, this is not the way that I want my life to go. So, but yeah, I think that in some ways there we have not necessarily, I wouldn't say lost our way, because I think these issues have been around for a very, very long time. But I think this film gives us the opportunity at least to create dialogue and discussion.
How often did you have to fight the urge to get involved with these girls' lives, or if nothing else, to give advice? Because you were still working as in the capacity of a journalist here.
Yes, and to be perfectly frank, there were moments where, you know, closer towards the end of the documentary, when we were getting close to finishing, that, you know, I couldn't help but put my two cents in terms of, I think you have a future. I think you're very bright. And I wouldn't necessarily comment on the status of their relationship, but more on their potential as young women. And but I do think in order for them to fully share their lives with us, they shouldn't and even by their own family support system feel judged for the decisions they're making, because it's some of that is so intuitive in their minds. It's not something that they're really even thinking through all the way. So, but yeah, there were moments, and I told the parents when we had to get, you know, obviously sign off with the parents as well as the teenagers, and I was very clear that, you know, I would not stand in the way of them making decisions. Now, if I felt like their lives were in jeopardy, I would step in, because I thought that was much more important than the film itself. But there was a moment in particular when one of our teens decides to get like her lip pierced
twice,
and both me and my photographer that I work with, Stuart Mayer, we were both had moments where we were like, are you sure this is something you want to do? We knew that the parents were unaware of the situation, and we couldn't help it. We put our two cents in and said, you know, I don't know that this is the best way to handle this, but you are 18 and you can do what you want to do. But it's hard. It's hard. I mean, you know, they are teenagers, and you can't help but want to parent them. You know?
Speaking as a realist, do you think they're all five of them are going to be okay?
You know, I have been already, you know, like I know the outcomes of many of the girls, at least in the next couple of months. And so over the next couple of months. And so I've been surprised, you know, a girl that I thought wouldn't finish school has finished school. And then one that I thought had all the potential in the world has, you know, had kind of a different ending to her story thus far. I mean, obviously she has a whole life to lead. So, you know, I think life offers a lot of opportunities and a lot of obstacles, and I'm eager to see where they all end up.
The new documentary by Sujatha Dand is called Boyfriends. It premieres tonight on KERA Channel 13 Television, and it can be viewed in its entirety anytime online along with supplemental materials at kera.org. Sujatha, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.